the first time in more than a decade, Israelis have a new prime minister. Right-wing nationalist Naftali Bennett has been sworn in, replacing Benjamin Netanyahu. He's been tasked with bringing some political stability in a divided country that's seen four elections in the last 2 years. He'll lead an unprecedented coalition, which was approved with a razor-thin majority in parliament. But already, Mr. Netanyahu, now opposition leader, has vowed to return. So just what's in store for this seemingly flimsy coalition? Dr. Ran Porat is a research associate at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, and he joins us now. Good morning, Ran.
Good morning.
Now, just who is this new Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett? What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, we have to emphasise that he's not Prime Minister by himself. It's a unity government, so he'll be Prime Minister with centrist Yair Lapid. As for Bennett, he grew up as a secular in San Francisco, turned into what we call national religious in his beliefs, and he's a former high-tech sort of mogul. He made lots of money by selling a couple of high-tech companies. He's been in politics for more than a decade, very right-wing, known to be flexible in his maneuvers, political maneuvers, but at the same time sort of redhead, hot-headed, very emotional, and he pulled up a very quite an amazing stunt here, because a leader of only practically six seats, he had seven but one left, six seats out of 120 that becomes the prime minister for at least 2 years. That's a major achievement. He always had his mind set on the becoming a prime minister, but now he's achieved that.
So, what can you tell us about the other major players in this coalition?
So it's, as you noted, it's a very diverse and quite conflicting parties with conflicting ideologies that sit at the same government, from left, Meretz and Labour, Avodah, to the right-wing Bennett party and other right-wing parties in the government. And they will be struggling, or working at least, the first year to find the sort of common denominator to work on. And that will be mostly internal issues, and the need to sort of patch the tensions, or address the tensions inside Israel following 12 years of Netanyahu's rule and 12 years of external issues that also divided Israel quite dramatically.
Dr. Porat, there has been a lot of talk about just how fragile this new governing coalition is. And of course, Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to take back control. Do you think this new government has any chance of seeing out a full term?
The Israeli saying, first of all, I would not say 4 years. That's the average Israeli government. If you look at 36 governments over 73 years, that's about 2-point-something years per government. But the even more stable governments with less division did not survive the full 4 years, so at least not recently. So it's going to be hard. The Israeli saying is says laying on chicken drumsticks. So very fragile, not very stable. But there is a major difference from a previous government, and that is that every aspect, every party that is in this government knows that they can either, on the one hand, make it go away over just in 24 hours if they decide to object to it, but at the same time, that if they do that, they will be punished heavily, or they might be punished heavily by their constituents. So they need to garner enough support by being in the government and doing enough before they can actually consider leaving it. So there is some chance, there is some hope that it will survive more than other governments, but only time will tell.
What will be the priorities of this new coalition?
As I said, it's mostly internally, patching up, dealing with the many tensions inside Israeli society that were unveiled or uncovered in recent years between religious and secular, revealed during the Corona time. Between Arab Israelis and Jewish Israelis, that was unveiled or was again uncovered during the last conflict in Gaza, and between left and right, which is something that Netanyahu used to ride on, that sort of divide and paint the other side, the left side, as almost demonically, very, very negatively. So there's a lot to address in that situation. Lots of funds will go into the Arab sector. lots of funds will go, or possibly some sort of interaction with the ultra-religious. That's a very, very sensitive topic. What will not be dealt with is the, or less attention will be dealt to, let's say, the Palestinian issue, which is will be sidelined because it's so divisive inside the government. There's no, I think, no agreement on what policy should be made. So the policy would possibly be something like middle of the road, do the minimum.
What's next for Benjamin Netanyahu? Do you think we've seen the end of him as yet?
Netanyahu is going nowhere. He's quite sure, he's quite confident that he can actually divide the government again and find the defector or two is looking for and make a comeback. He still believes he's the one of the greatest prime ministers in Israel's history. And all things considered, he can point to several major achievements that he has completed during his time, for mostly the agreements with Arab and Muslim countries, the Abraham Accord, and the fighting of the against the corona, which was very successful with the Pfizer vaccine rollout. But he's going nowhere, and he is working, even now, even when the government was sworn in, he was working to try and find those who can join him and maybe topple this government altogether.
As you say, we haven't seen the end of him yet. Certainly interesting times. Dr. Ran Porat, thanks for joining us today. It's great to get your insights.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Dr. Ran Porat, a research associate at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, speaking to us there.